chance to reply to them?
Yes.
Pumps, as you probably remember, got hit in Colorado. Went through the protocol, was fine. Started practice with us yesterday, was fine until about the last 10 minutes. And had to leave practice. And at this time, I'd say he's out indefinitely until we sort this out.
So he's in protocol?
Yes.
So he had symptoms during?
Yes.
Ivy, you just finished the stretch in December where you played 15 games in 31 days. How difficult was that, and is 10-5 satisfactory to you?
I mean, there's no doubt that every year there's parts of schedules that are challenging, and you just have to play. I think if you monitor your practices, you monitor your days off, you find a way to have the energy you need to go on the ice and perform. There are some instances where the schedule might be a little bit more challenging, but every team goes through that. Every team goes through injuries, and this game is about finding ways to win hockey games. And I think for the most part, that's what we've done.
Just to piggyback on that, when you first came over here, you talked about how you changed the travel of Vancouver so guys could optimize their sleep and everything. When you look at the schedule and you see the break coming up, how do you plan for that so the guys don't lose their edge?
Well, this is a new break for everybody. So we're in new grounds right now. So we've got this break coming up, and then we have the All-Star break coming up. And this one, there's really nothing that we can do. We can't see the players or anything until the last day at 4 p.m. So, right now my focus really is on tonight's game. Then we play tomorrow, and then we've got a final one on Saturday. So we're going to take it one game at a time and get ready to play hard.
Thanks,
Arthur. Big point.
Hank?
Yes.
And Jason just goes into the crumble spot.
Yes.
Are guys on IR allowed to skate during that 5 week, or is there nobody?
Yeah, no, they're allowed.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Given how well, given that what Pumble's done on the power play, is there a concern that that might have some impact on?
Well, he did a real good job for us in as far as the net front and screening the goaltenders and getting available down low. So tonight we're going to put JT in this spot. I think JT, the last few games here, has responded real well. So he's going to get an opportunity to get a little bit more ice time, and hopefully he'll do a good job for us. Good?
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.